This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, March 18th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. In 3 weeks, parts of Indiana will be ground zero for the total solar eclipse, and communities large and small are preparing for the increased attention and economic impact. In Vincennes, a room at the Hampton Inn is going for $7,000 for a minimum 4-day stay. Sarah Wolf is eclipse director for the city.
We're expecting the county's population to at least double. And, you know, that could be a pretty significant impact. You know, we know those people are going to buy gas, they're going to buy food, they're probably going to pay for lodging. Our hotels have been booked for a pretty long time, and the rates are a lot higher than they normally are. And, you know, between merchandise sales and, you know, just the general money that you got to spend to get from point A to point B, we're hoping for a significant impact here on our community.
Wolf says Vincennes will have the longest darkness in Indiana from the eclipse at 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Louisville-based Farm Credit MidAmerica has announced it will return $255 million in cash patronage to eligible customers across its entire footprint beginning today, including $66 million in Indiana. Patronage is a portion of a cooperative's net earnings that are returned to its customer owners. The amount tops last year's record total of $230 million. The Fulton Economic Development Corporation has announced the winners of this year's First Pitch Student Business Pitch Competition. A student from Tippecanoe Valley High School won the $500 first prize for his Fave and Save app, which allows users to compare product pricing at local stores. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A new Indiana law signed this week by Governor Eric Holcomb aims to elevate and reward civic engagement by high school students. IIB's Kate Sharon has details.
Under Senate-ruled Act 211, the Indiana Department of Education will create a designation for excellence in civil engagement, which high school students can earn and put on their transcript. The department will establish how students can earn the designation through efforts like volunteering, project-based learning opportunities, and successful completion of coursework. Incoming high schoolers can start earning the designation beginning in fall 2025. The new law comes just 3 years after legislation passed requiring middle school students to take a one-semester civics class in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. That legislation began in the 2023-24 school year. Individual schools can earn an Excellence in Civics Education designation under the new law. Schools can qualify for the honor by showing a commitment to helping students understand the democratic process, civil society, and constitutional government. These schools will also have a significant number of students who earn the Civic Engagement designation individually. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Governor Eric Holcomb signed 3 bills Friday, including one that shifts the requirement for Indianapolis's downtown economic enhancement district. The city established a downtown tax district in a council vote late last year. The district would raise funds for the operating costs of a low-barrier shelter planned near the 1000 block of East Georgia Street in Fountain Square. It would also fund cleanliness and beautification efforts in the Mile Square. House Enrolled Act 1199, now Indiana law, adds new limits and requirements to the framework initially created by the legislature in 2023. It shifts the membership of the board governing the district to become majority state-appointed and exempts all residential property types from paying the fees unless they choose to opt in. Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Don Lamb is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.